Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say, as I do once a week or so. And, you know, in the last hour, Mary Cantando and I were talking about what she called living large in your business. And she identified a number of things that we can do to have a happier life as a business owner. One of them was to take some time off, right? To try to schedule time off. Take advantage of the fact that being a business owner should provide you with options. And I want to extend that theme a little bit and talk about one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about over the years, and that you and I've talked about off and on over the years. And that is different ways to think about success and how to define success in more ways than just money and stuff. You know, believe it or not, much of the potential success for your business depends on two things: your ability to effectively function physically, mentally, and emotionally. You are the alpha member of your company, of your business. Whatever happens to you pretty much happens to your business. If you're happy, your business will be a happy business. If you're not happy, your business will be unhappy. Whatever your state of mind, whatever your condition, whatever your attitude, if you're positive, if you're negative, if you're grumpy, et cetera, that's pretty much, as the alpha member of your company, that's pretty much how your business will be. So your ability to be successful depends on your ability to function physically, mentally, and emotionally in a high level. It also depends on how well you balance where your business stops and where your personal life starts. I'm going to say that again. This will be on the test. It depends on how well you balance where your business stops and your personal life starts. There are actually times when being one with your business is not only a good thing, it's essential. I went through that for many, many years where I had to be in my business. I had to stay a bit at work. There was just too much to do. It was too much to take advantage of. And it was what you worked so hard to do to achieve some critical mass, to achieve customer level, so that you had the work to do so you could build up some reserves in your business, right? But the extreme commitment, that extreme commitment weaves a very fine seam between your business and you. And unfortunately, entrepreneurial single-mindedness will often result in the opposite of what is intended. And that could be a business in jeopardy run by an unhappy human. If you can't achieve that balance I talked about, then you will have a business in jeopardy run by an unhappy human. Balance is very important. The best way to be successful and happy is to be able to define success in many ways, including having a life that's balanced with richness outside of the business. Getting that new customer on board is essential. It's an essential part of your business's future, that new customer. But making the time to attend a child's activity in the middle of the day is also important to your long-term well-being and that of your business. A small business is a lot like a patchwork quilt. It's more like a patchwork quilt than a gilded security blanket, for sure. Some patches of this quilt represent good things and some not so good. Some patches are about the business. Others are about you, the owner, and some are hard to tell. That's that fine seam I was talking about. Happiness will be found by those owners who can feel successful regardless of which patch is in front of them. Having multiple touch tones of success, not just money and stuff, but multiple touch tones of success, helps keep the rough patches in business and life in proper perspective. If you become a small business owner to find financial success, good for you. I'm a capitalist. I admire that motivation. But if you think being rich will make you happy, get your umbrella out, my friend, because I'm going to rain on that parade by telling you these two truths. First, wealth only provides options. It is not a guarantee of happiness. Wealth only provides you with options. It will not necessarily make you happy. And the second thing is, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, this is going to be on the test, folks. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you aren't likely to be happy with it. Now let's talk about fun. The most successful business owners I know are those who've learned that one of the keys to their success is to run a tight ship while encouraging their people to laugh and to find joy in their work. Get your people, help your people to take themselves very seriously, but not so seriously that they can't laugh, have fun, and find joy in their work. Every day that goes by without some kind of joy is a precious opportunity lost. So think about this, folks. In my opinion, the happiest people are able to laugh at themselves regularly. You know I do it, right? You hear me laughing at myself. You see me doing dumb things like getting the time wrong or whatever. I laugh at myself all the time. You know why? Other people are laughing at me. I might as well join them, right? Learn how to laugh at yourself. You'll find that your life will work a lot better if you can learn how to laugh at yourselves. And do it in front of other people. If you can laugh at yourself in front of your employees, it humanizes you. It does not minimize their respect for you. It actually increases their respect for you. Laugh at yourself. And also think of happiness as a business best practice and a success fundamental. Happiness is a business best practice and a success fundamental. Learn how to define success in more ways than money and stuff, my friends. And don't forget to have fun. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.